We'll call the regular meeting of the Board of Education to order on Wednesday, August 20th at 6 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll call Grandaw here, Crazy.
Here.
Idyllwild.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Hanson.
Here.
Shannon's excused. Seabird.
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make that motion, and the minutes of the regular meeting, July 16th, 2025, are corrected to show Sonny was not here. Minutes of special meeting, August 6th, 2025, general fund vouchers and financial report. ACHs 252-600-005 for $4,948.66. Wire transfers 202-500-001 through 202-500-013. For $340,379.07. Check numbers 109454 through 109566 for $418,612.25 for a total of $763,939.98.
Motion by Les.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, public input. Again, 3 minutes per person, one time per per person. So.
Hi, I'm Sarah Roman, a parent in the district. We have witnessed a few advances in the student outcomes journey over the past months. However, efforts to provide healthier foods options for our children, implementing safe sports training, and an independent investigation are just the first steps on the road to a safer, more inclusive, and supportive environment where our students feel valued and heard regardless of their background. We are fortunate to have dedicated groups of parents, faculty, and students who are committed to the hard work required to achieve our goals. To shed light on serious concerns, the members of this community have sacrificed time with their families, missed work, suffered financial burdens, and their children have had to make painful decisions whether or not to play sports. We are here seeking to find mutually beneficial solutions that provide our children with a high quality education and equal opportunities that they deserve. We also continue to seek resolution for families whose complaints have gone missing under the current and former administrations, and anxiously await transparency on the results of the actions resulting from the independent investigation so the need for additional action can be avoided. Establishing a formal complaints panel would be instrumental in addressing concerns in the future, and we would be happy to provide guidance on acceptable formats to the board and district should they choose to collaborate with us. Furthermore, we advocate for increased and protected public input through quarterly town hall listening sessions, where the board can engage with faculty, parents, and students, listening to their ideas, concerns, and appreciation. This would enable us to proactively address issues and avoid situations escalating due to inaction, as has been the case in the past. Lastly, we recommend that the board seek a student outcomes coach to provide guidance on training programs and reforms necessary in helping our school board navigate the path to inclusive, effective, and responsive actions that prioritize student outcomes over adult interests. Thank you to all the faculty, parents, and students whose commitment has been instrumental to the reforms we seek, and to the administrative and board members who are brave enough to forge a brighter future for all students. Thank you.
I can go next. Justin Pujic. I have a response to all the people in these board meetings telling us how great our community is, and a response to all the people who want to talk about how great our students score on tests and how great our teachers and parents are. And the response is this: you're 100% correct. We do have a great community and really good students. We have great parents, and we get tremendous support from our many hardworking blue-collar parents. It's time to have an administration that respects this and values community input and refuses to disregard our community and parents. With the approval of SafeSport, we may have taken a small baby step in turning that important corner. We are hopeful to move towards an administration that will show respect towards the people that fund their paychecks. I would like to thank our athletic director for his role and involvement in implementing and supporting SafeSport. This is a huge win for our community and our children. It is more important than any awards, plaques, or self-promoting pictures that hang on a classroom wall. Who wouldn't be proud of a plan to keep our kids safe? Now, it shouldn't have taken one-third of a year to pass this great program, but it's a good and necessary victory for our community, nonetheless. Despite a few people thinking I'm too mean in board meetings, I do believe our superintendent is a nice person and a good person. I've been very complimentary of her over the years, especially as a principal, and she was very complimentary to me when I was employed here as well. However, when she was installed as superintendent, she started hanging out with a different group of friends. And just like a teenage kid, when you start hanging out with the wrong group of friends, you start to become more like them. Our superintendent has shown that she will collude with the board president to use dirty political trick after dirty political trick to squash all dissension and keep the Krivitz School's elite power structure intact. Approximately 5 months ago, I decided that standing up for what's right trumps my own safety and job security. To the contrary, our administrator has demonstrated that siding with her political allies supersedes the well-being of our children and the serious concerns of our community. And she has done this unapologetically. When she was installed as superintendent, she had two choices: to change the corrupt system she walked into, or to let the system corrupt her. Unfortunately, she let the system swallow her up. And she put her security and desire to be accepted above her duty. What happened? You're not the same person you used to be before you took this position.
Okay, next.
Damon Roman, parent. I want to thank the members of the board for the opportunity to speak, as always. When concerned parents, faculty, and student athletes first raised these concerns, there was consideration to close public comment, which in my opinion had the appearance, whether intentional or not, as retaliatory and worsening the situation. Thank goodness you didn't proceed with that. After years of inaction and recent incident, we have made a very difficult decision to not have our kids participate in high school sports for the first time ever. Actually, none of our kids will participate in sports this year. I hope for meaningful change and accountability enabling our children to participate next year. It's unfair that our children and others in the districts cannot participate in their chosen sports or have equal opportunities. Attending meetings and cooperating thoroughly with the independent investigation has been a burden, requiring me to miss work and family time. A small minority of ineffective leaders and coaches should not have this kind of impact on our community. Had these matters been addressed fairly, we would not be here today. I encourage the board to take these matters seriously and appreciate their recent actions, including safe sports and healthier breakfast options, which should calm kids down in the classroom. I think that's a huge win. The biggest thing come out of all this is faculty, parents, and student athletes no longer think they're alone. Every single incident that happens going forward will be on the board or school leadership's inaction. No one from the board or leadership will ever be able to claim they were not aware of this. So why do we not just school choice our children? Because for every bad coach, we've literally had 40 good coaches. For every retaliatory action, we've had countless good experiences at all levels of school. The bottom line is that our school is worth fighting for, and I believe most of the people are good. I want to end with hope that the independent investigation's results will be released transparently. It can be done in redacted fashion so that no names are divulged or anything, just a general overview. There's legal precedent for that. And I thank you for your time, as always.
Anybody else?
It's nice that you folks have been complimented on some things and understand there's a lot of issues. As I said last meeting, you walk a fine line, and if you mess up, you take the blame. If you're successful, you take the blame. And the thing is that we have a good administration, we have good teachers, and we do have good kids. And we do have good parents. We have a good community. We're very fortunate to have this in our system. And I'll always try to go and be complimentary. I know there's issues. As I said, I don't know all the issues of what's going on. But even a coach can step off the line. A coach can walk the line. It's just how we're acting in our groups. And it's nice to hear some compliments. I really appreciate that. You folks are a good board. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody
else? Thank you.
All right. Number 7, correspondence recognition.
I have none at this time.
Thank you.
Number 8, reports, administrative reports, Mrs. Robinson.
Okay, on August 11th, we welcome back all staff. That seems so early, and it was. So during that last week of staff in service, we sent out all required trainings, did an extensive review of the remodel plans with all staff. We also did our staff awards for years of service, and we do them for every 5-year increments, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. And I just want to say, we had 6 staff members that have been in our district for 20 years or longer. I jokingly made the statement that we have a few that have been here for 35 years. We have many staff that are not 35 years old. And we have staff who have been here in our district for over 35 years. So that's an amazing accomplishment. So I just wanted to recognize them. One other update, our drop-off and pick-up loop was completed on time, ahead of schedule, actually. It has pulled a majority of the car traffic off the village streets, as it was intended. It does loop around to Hall Hay. I was out there yesterday, and from the time of drop-off starting to the time that there were no more cars on Hall Hay Street was 7 minutes, so we're getting faster. The first day was a lot longer. There's a lot more kids that get dropped off on the first day of school. It's obviously, it's new, it's different, so there's some kinks to work out there. But the work itself of creating that was done wonderfully, on time, to our requirements. So I'm very happy with that. The bus area on 7th Alley has been a struggle. last time I think I reported that there was a power pole that needed to be removed by WPS, and it was a whole thing. The pole has been removed. Unfortunately, we had NEA asphalt on site 2 different times, and WPS hadn't removed the pole. So now we're waiting on NEA, even though they were not the issue. They will finish that paving next week. However, we are working with the village on some draining issues that is happening off of 7th Alley, affecting some of our neighbors. So next week on Monday, we'll be meeting with the village representative, C.D. Smith, Point of Beginnings Engineers, and Bray, to come up with a acceptable solution for everyone to get our, that's Seventh Alley paved for the buses, but also not create water runoff issues for the neighbors. The roof itself on the elementary is near completion. The manufacturer inspection is on Monday, so they are on the very, very last leg of that. And one thing I didn't have in my notes, I just added here quickly, was the addition of the press box out by the high school football field. I'm not going to start the list of donors and people who contributed to that because I will leave someone off. It was put out on Facebook and some other outlets. It was in the Peshtigo Times of who all donated. And again, I don't even want to mention any of them because I will forget some. But it is a fantastic, fantastic facility. Has a ton of storage in the bottom. The old press box was from, I don't know, the 80s, 100 years, like when it was first the football field, when the football field moved from behind the county shed to over here, literally in the early 80s, I think it was original. So it's bigger, it's nicer, it has the storage on the first floor. Second floor is obviously the press box. It's got a lit up sign, it's got state-of-the-art audio. It is just, it's fantastic, and it was completely donated by many community businesses and people. So we're very thankful for that. That's all I have.
All right. Mr. Bauman.
Okay. It feels strange to say this in August, but the 2025-26 school year has gotten off to a successful start at the middle high school. We used a shortened day format for the first day of school this year by utilizing our late start schedule and having students rotate to different areas of the building by grade level to take care of technology needs, school pictures, rules discussions, etc. Students also attended shortened class periods where they met their teachers and discussed classroom expectations. Secondly, we've seen a large increase in student enrollment this year. We currently have 228 students enrolled in the high school. I know some people that's their graduating class, but 228 last year we had 206, so we went up 22 in the high school. We have 131 middle school students enrolled, which is an increase of 12 than 119 last year. Altogether, that's 34 more students. Doesn't sound like a lot, but if you think about it, that's a 10% increase. So that's a big increase. That's good. And then lastly, also with some numbers here, for my last topic, I wanted to mention a few more enrollment numbers, which are all pretty impressive for a school of our size. For work-based learning, these are all things that if you graduated from Cribbets in the 80s and early 90s, this stuff wasn't around, and you know it's been slowly growing. So for work-based learning, which would include youth apprenticeship and school-to-work, we have 24 kids enrolled in that. Two great programs. Northwoods Lab, which is the collaboration with MWTC. We have 11 students enrolled. Most of those are in welding and auto, and they can earn dual credit. Some earn their full degrees, associate degrees in welding or auto by the time they graduate. So they get out of high school without having to pay for a single credit. So we have 11 students enrolled right now in Northwoods Lab. College credit, where they're earning credit outside of Cribbets High School altogether, meaning the teacher is not a Cribbets High School teacher teaching it. We have 10 students enrolled in those outside college credit classes. Dual credit, where they are earning college credit but being taught by Cribbets faculty. We have 60 students enrolled currently. And those would include college chemistry, accounting, leadership, and anatomy. And then lastly, our AP classes, which is another way to earn college credit. The difference is in AP to earn college credit, you have to pass a test at the end of the course. If you do so, you get to earn the credit. We have AP language, AP lit, AP pre-calc, AP calc, AP geography, and AP psych. And right now we have 87 students enrolled in AP classes. So again, for a school of 200, the high school of 228 kids, altogether, what do we have? I should have had Mr. Ott totaling this here. 24, 35, 45, 105, 192 students. And again, some students are taking more than, or enrolled in more than one dual credit class. But if you just said students-wise, it's 192 students who are enrolled in programs that will definitely benefit them after high school. So Miss Graves helped me with those numbers today, and pretty impressive for a small school. So I just wanted to mention those. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. Do you have
Mrs. Daniels? I do. On Thursday, August 7th, the Krivitz Area Women's Club held their annual school supply giveaway. They were able to provide school supplies to 133 students. We would like to extend our deepest gratitude to the CAWC for their continuous support of our students. Open house was held Thursday, August 14th from 3:30 till 6. As per usual, it was very well attended. Students and parents had the opportunity to meet their teachers, bring in school supplies, sign up for extracurricular events and programs through Community Ed, and see where their new classrooms would be. On Monday, we started our new drop-off and pickup process at the elementary school. Unfortunately, the rain on Monday afternoon made the pickup process take extra long. However, I'm happy to report on Tuesday, both drop-off and pickup went very well, with both taking approximately 15 minutes. We would like to extend a huge thank you to Chief Varia and Officer Marvin from the Krivitz Police Department, as well as the Sheriff's Department for being present and helping manage traffic on Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Mr. White.
Thank you. Despite the shortened summer break, our annual cleaning and maintenance efforts were completed just in time for the start of the school year. I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to our dedicated custodial and maintenance staff for their hard work and commitment. A special thank you as well to our student helpers, Austin Doyen, Landon Toma, and Stephen Allard, who played an important role in ensuring our facilities were ready for the start of the school year. And Austin and Stephen continue to work for me in the School to Work program. As part of our annual preparations, Mrs. Robinson, the principals, and I met with our bus contractors and the drivers on Thursday, August 14th, to review routes and procedures for the upcoming school year. This meeting ensures that everyone is ready to provide safe and efficient transportation for students. Additionally, on August 4th, the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted our bus inspections for the two non-Lamers transportation providers in the parking lot at the Catholic Church. We also invite CYI to attend that inspection. The irrigation system installation on the baseball field has been successfully completed by M&M Irrigation. That was the contractor that was selected at the last board meeting to do that work. Bex is the landscape contractor we selected, and they will begin grading and hydro seeding next week. Once completed, this will be a significant improvement to our baseball field that should keep Mr. Dorschner smiling for years to come. And lastly, Athletic Performance Solutions, the firm that was responsible for sanding and repainting our gym floors last summer, returned this year to perform their recommended annual maintenance. This included applying a fresh coat of finish to preserve our floors and maintain their high quality. Their work was completed to a high standard, and the gym floors are once again in excellent condition, ready to support a state championship basketball game.
That's all. Oh, that's
hilarious. Hey, Mr.
Look
Schramm.
At Jeff.
Hey,
good
evening. As another school year has kicked off, I want to thank Lindsay Schramm, Nancy Hell, Rock Banaschik, and Isaac Gerner, in addition to the maintenance custodial staff, for all their summer efforts in making the technology department successful again this summer. This summer was shorter than usual, had extra hurdles, and without them, it most certainly would not have been a smooth close to the 2024-25 school year, and although bumpy, an as smooth as possible start to the 2025-26 school year. On Tuesday, August 5th, I met with new staff to discuss rules, regulations, and policies regarding district technology. During this time, I also ensured they were able to log into our network, staff email, and employee self-paced training accounts. Few extra days before the whole staff in service commences allow the new staff time to get acquainted with their systems so they are ready to hit the ground running during in-service week. And finally, Lindsay and I met with all 7th and 12th grade students on Monday to discuss technology rules and expectations, assist with password changes, and sign electronic technology paperwork. We ensured all students could log in and access the applications needed for the year. Then we distributed all 7th through 12th grade Chromebooks. I'm happy to report that day went smoothly and was a success.
Thank you.
Mrs. Pate? Okay. Hello, everyone. It's been a busy month.
Youth tackle practices started last week, and there are 40 athletes playing. They practice 3 to 4 times a week and have 6 games scheduled. Last year, they were the league champions, so good luck to them for another fun season. Flag football signups were last week at Open House, and there are 40 kids signed up so far. A special thank you to the coaches that have stepped up to help run this program. Signups will continue when we plan to start practices September 8th. Hope to have affection. Cheer signups will be Tuesday, August 26th at 6:30. Practices will start September 8th. Theater signups were also held at Open House and will continue to stay open for anyone in 3rd to 8th grades. Auditions are scheduled for September 24th. They have selected Clue as their production for this year, with performances scheduled on 4 dates in April. Dates have been set for the following classes. Sourdough 101 is Saturday, September 13th. A make and take art class is Monday, September 15th. The fall craft show is Saturday, September 27th. And a board and brush class is Sunday, October 5th. Piano lessons will be starting the week of September 8th. Lessons will be held in the elementary school music room and will follow the school schedule. We are finalizing dates on guitar lessons, babysitting and safe at home course, pottery and cricket classes. Automotive maintenance and soccer are set to happen in the spring. We have received a lot of interest in holding CPR classes. I've reached out to Bellin to assist with organizing the details. My goal is to establish ongoing classes to certify as many as we can to accommodate certification renewals as they come due. I have a meeting set up with Olivia at Marinette County Elderly Services on September 10th to collaborate our efforts and ideas for our elderly. Madison Renicow from CYCC and I are meeting on a regular basis to continue building our community programs. I'm continuing to collect ideas to grow our community and department. I welcome any suggestions or interests out there. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 9, items for discussion. ACP E4E plan overview.
Alex Graves and Charlie Bovin will present on our academic and career planning and education for employment plans. Each year the board needs to approve the plan, which you will be asked to do later in the meeting. I'll turn it over to them.
All right, so Jannie added the link on your agenda or in the shared folder if you want to see it electronically. Otherwise, Jannie. The electronic copy is nice because there are links you can click on. So I believe most of you are familiar with some of the things we do for ACP, so this is just going to be a brief overview of our academic and career planning initiatives K through 12. I'm going to jump around a bit than how it's laid out on the actual plan, just because I wanted to start with some of the great things we are doing and some of the initiatives we are looking for and future goals and our current data. So our curriculum, K through 6 students cover various soft skills, employability skills in the class with Mrs. Spalding. 5th and 6th graders host our career fair where they research a career. And in alternating years, the elementary hosts a career on wheels event. And then if you want more details specific to what K through 6 is doing, there's a link that you can click on and it breaks it all down more by grade level. All 8th graders participate in a careers class with Mr. Pagel. New this year, the middle school students will also be participating in ACP class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For a complete list of their covered content, there's a link for the 7th and 8th grade as well. And then 9th and 12th grade students are cohorted with the same teacher and peers for 4 years. We think this is very beneficial for creating an open and supportive environment for students to ask questions and explore interests. As most of you are familiar with, the compilation of all that work is the students' presentation their senior year. So how are we preparing students for the future? If there's one thing I want you to take away about our plan, it is that we want every student to be a productive member of society, reaching their own career goals and potential. How do we do that? Here are some of the things that we are doing. Work-based learning for our students junior and senior year. We do that through youth apprenticeship and school to work. This allows students to get working on the career that they are passionate about for their future, or it helps them narrow down careers that they don't want in their future. Sometimes a non-successful position is a good one, too. Students also have opportunity to earn industry-recognized certifications and credentials, giving them a leg up in the labor market. We help our college-bound students bring down the cost of their future education by allowing them to choose from numerous AP courses and college credit courses that we offer here at the high school. The labor market and staff development, we work with local colleges and employers to try and help some of the labor market shortages or surpluses. As high school staff, we are adding new material to our program yearly, looking at labor market data. The elementary and middle school are doing the same, looking at what's best to serve our students. Family engagement, I think this is the one area over the initial years of our ACP program that we struggled with, was how to get parents involved. I think over the last year, we've made some huge steps in that area. We invite all parents to the end of the year senior presentations now. Sadly, it is during the workday, and we understand that is a barrier, so we are looking for creative solutions to that situation. In February, the sophomore students participate in student-led conferences, and then parents are invited to the elementary students' career fair where they present their info. What we know is what we're doing is working. The data shows that. The data that is currently listed in your packet is from the 23-24 data. I'm currently working on updating the 24-25 data, and when you guys approve the plan and I post it in a couple of weeks, the updated data will be on there. But just to kind of recap some of the stuff, some of it Mr. Bowman's listed more current numbers, but we had 26 students participating in concentration specialized CTE areas, 43 students earning college credits, 40 excelling in advanced placement courses, 7 students were working in youth apprenticeship. It looks like our numbers are closer to 15 this year. We have partnerships with 20 local businesses, 63 students completed industry recognized credentials, 48 of those were certifications, 15 were technical diplomas, and we have 5 local and regional pathways. So our direction moving forward is we want to keep streamlining our K through 12 program and adding new things every year. One of the big things that we're adding was the computer safety and AI curriculum district-wide. So for the 7 through 12, that's being implemented on the Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then we added the ACP lessons to the middle school this year. Does anybody have any questions?
No, it's amazing. You guys didn't do the bare minimum above and beyond when this was added as a requirement in the high school, and that's thank you.
Well, I was going to say too, from the year that it was a requirement and was implemented right away, jumped in with both feet, but the amount of development over time, instead of just kind of what you were saying, instead of just doing that bare minimum or saying this is good enough, or you know, we implement, we have more than we need, we're just going to stay there. They have, that ACP committee has really continued to develop it.
I'd like to say that's Mr. Ott's on it for the math department, Mrs. Bowman's on it for the English department, we have Julie Retz up for the science department, and the business and tech ed teacher are on it. Monthly we meet and are constantly adding and improving to it. Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference from when we started. It's just
huge.
Amazing what they have come, I mean, like this year, it's really, nobody lacks anything on it. Some are more prominent with what they do, but everybody has the idea, and it's fun to listen to them.
Yeah, I think the senior presentations are my favorite.
They're getting better.
They are.
Awesome. Anybody have any questions? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
10 items scheduled for action, resignations, National Honor Society Advisor.
Tracy Blucher has tendered her resignation as National Honor Society Advisor.
I make a motion to accept her resignation.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sonny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 2, High School Student Council Advisor.
It's not a true resignation. It had been a co-advisor, and then when we did the updates with the coaching and advisor list, we had Charlie as the sole one, so we're taking her off as the sole advisor, and she will be on for approval as a co-advisor. So that's what we're going to be doing.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments. 1, part-time food service employee.
Jerry Ingebus Carter is recommended for approval as a part-time food service employee.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number two, youth apprenticeship students education.
Kira Beyer, Jasmine Martin, Kirsten Pujic, Leah Crozy, and Eva Van Landen are recommended for hire as youth apprenticeship education employees.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, HiQ advisors.
William Retza Jr. and Julie Retza are recommended for approval as HiQ co-advisors. It's the same as last year, but it wasn't listed as such on the coaching list.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, high school student council co-advisors.
This is where Charlie Boven and Bethany Emler are recommended for approval as student council co-advisors.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, volunteers and chaperones.
List of volunteers and chaperones is included in your board packet. Board can approve them as a list or individually.
I make a motion to approve the volunteers and chaperones as a list as presented.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, 2025-2026 substitute staff list.
Board is asked to approve the substitute staff list that is in your board packet.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, ACP E4E plan.
Board is asked to approve the ACP E4E plan presented earlier in the meeting.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 11, recess to closed session as provided by State Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub F, considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigations. Woo! Review of a volunteer application. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
A second.
Seconded by Chris. Roll call, Chris.
Granda?
Yes.
Gracie?
Yes.
Heidi Wald, yes. Cherry?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Deshane absent. Siebert?
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session at 6:39. I need a motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Let me go.
Who's seconding this?
Second.
Second.
Oh, Kim.
Go ahead.
Kim, seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? We're adjourned at 7:15.